Hello, everyone. I'm really happy to be here today. My name is Anita Ehuman, and I'll be speaking on the topic how implicit bias affects diversity and inclusion in open source. Now, before we get into the topic of the day, diversity is a commonly discussed topic in open source communities, open source conferences, and open source documentations. And yet, with all of the advocating going on about diversity in open source, there are still several persons who are part of minority groups who are currently going through challenges with this diversity and inclusion in open source. And during this section, we're going to be discussing some of those, but with emphasis on implicit bias that exist in open source. All right, a little bit about me. I am Anita Ehuman, a developer advocate and a technical writer, currently developer advocate at Kibano, policy engine for Kubernetes. I am also a technical writer at Apache API 6. And this is my second year into my open source journey, and I spend most of my time contributing and advocating for open source. In fact, I've been a fan of open source since day one, since I started my journey in tech, and it has been an awesome experience so far. All right, let's get to it now that we're done with the introduction. During this section, we're going to be talking about what diversity and inclusion is, why open source cares about diversity and inclusion in the first place, and what bias means, and then different types of bias. We're also going to look at what implicit bias is and the types or kinds of implicit bias, how implicit bias affects diversity and inclusion, and why we should care. Then the steps to eliminate implicit bias in our communities. All right, that looks like a lot. Let's get to it already. First and foremost, what is diversity and inclusion? Diversity refers to a vast array of human differences, particularly those that have been disadvantaged. And whereas inclusion refers to a system that actively includes and supports all individuals regardless of their identity. And so this means that different persons from different backgrounds and nationalities here are welcome to collaborate on a particular project without feeling discriminated or feeling unfairly treated. And so when we're talking about diversity and inclusion, we're talking about something more than just race, something more than just skin color, something more than just sexuality. We're talking about an environment where everyone, regardless of their beliefs, their race and their backgrounds, nationality, sexuality, social orientation, and all of that, feel equally involved and welcomed within a particular area they find themselves in. And so this is what we mean when we're talking about diversity and inclusion in open source. And so why does open source care so much about diversity and inclusion? Aside the fact that collaborating on a project gives the project higher security and more trust from the users as well as contributors, open source appreciates or values diversity and inclusion because it helps with a project outreach. Now think of it this way. You have a project of over 100 contributors or 100 members, and each of those members span across different continents in the world. There are higher chances of this project reaching a larger population from each of these continents simply because one person or two persons from your contributor community spread the word about that project in their region or in the area where they are. So diverse and inclusive groups spread the word faster. And also sustainability. A project has the capacity to maintain a balance and balance in growth publicly once it has like a sustainable, a diverse and inclusive community. Of course, when you get